Thanks for tuning in to Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution. I'm Lewis Wallace. This is our series based on a Community Voices training class we taught inside the women's prison on the West Side. The incarcerated women in our class interviewed each other over several months. These are their stories. Today, Rosaria and the Rabbit. Warning, this story does touch on the theme of child abuse as well as animal abuse.
This is Shannon Evans with WYSO Radio here at Dayton Correctional Institution. I'm here interviewing
Rosaria Slayton. I was one of those kids that was abused and went through the system and was in foster care and group homes. And I grew up and I made something with myself.
Rosaria says she was raised by gangsters, her word, and she shared a lot of really hard things she went through. But this one story speaks volumes about what her childhood was like. Before she was put into the foster care system, she spent a lot of time in the custody of a male relative who was very controlling.
Chores in his house was very strict. I had to clean the house 7 times a day, including fluffing pillows, cleaning his room, fetching his towel when he got out of the bathtub, making his bed. He didn't allow me to cook because he was afraid that I would do something to him in his sleep. That's what he would say. And that's probably true. because I really hated him. He said I was disturbed, and I kind of believed it, but I felt like he made me disturbed. His daughter gave me a rabbit, and because she knew I loved animals, and he seen that I loved that rabbit so much. And I was, 12, and I mean, normally, you know, you do play with baby dolls, but all my toys wasn't important no more because I was so fascinated with this rabbit, and I spoiled it, and I dressed it, and I fed it, and I changed the litter, and I had it out more out of the cage than it should have been in the cage, and he hated that. He didn't like that. I didn't do a chore when he told me to, and he said when I came up from getting the laundry in the basement, I came up with the laundry, and my rabbit was on my bed. The whites of her eyes was out, and she was panting, and I never seen her pant like this. And I held her, and I knew something was wrong because she was limp. And she died in my arms, and that was really traumatizing for me. And I'm trying not to cry. For me to live that gangster life, as people say, I still have a soft spot for animals. I'm sorry. So he killed my rabbit, and I was really sad about that. And he later cooked it, and he was so mad because I wouldn't eat her. And I mean, that's the worst thing you can do to a kid, I think. I hear stories about girls, you know, growing up on farms and having a pet chicken and whatever. Now I really see what hurt it. But that's just to show you what type of man he was. He was a minister. He allowed a lot of things to happen to me that shouldn't have. I was removed from his care and I was placed into the system, but he was able to still control what happened to me.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel it made me feel angry.
Rosaria Slayton is serving a 15-year term. Shannon Evans, also incarcerated at DCI, did this interview. This is Women's Voices from Dayton Correctional Institution on WYSO. I'm Lewis Wallace.